You know, J. Reed and the other anime head, they got to join this one day. But I was telling them how we was debating about the Avatar shit, which nation was strongest. And they got out.
No, they got to go listen to that.
No, they got hot. I told them. I'm like, yeah, we said. They was going at me, man. They said that, I was telling them that we felt like Fire Nation, they felt like Fire Nation was the weakest. They like, what? Hell no. Nah.
Just because they on Fire Nation don't mean they, like, just, that don't mean they up there. Like, I hate that, bro. Like, all right.
They was hot. They like, man. They got all type of fire bending. They was on it, though. They had some points. I'm like, all right. Y'all need to come on there. Nah, because Jay Reed, that's, we used to all watch it together. That's why I'm like, it was a reason why I was like, I don't think Fire Nation's alive.
But if you're telling me a firebender can lava bend, so can an earthbender. So I don't really got that like that. Like,
they got the Sparky dude, though. They got different
people. Like, y'all always go to that combustion, man. Sparky, Sparky, boom, man.
Hey, old
like,
girl did it, too, though.
Bro.
Before. On me. Bro,
and there's multiple airbenders that can suffocate. Like, you feel me? It's multiple earthbenders, okay. That got.
All right, but what water got?
Bloodbending. I hate to do that.
Oh, you already know. Here we go. Oh my God.
Bro, I'll say this. Bloodbending aside, though. Being able to pull the moisture out of the air or the moisture from your own body, that's versatile. Besides bloodbending, I'll give you.
You think a firebender gonna sit there and let you jaw? Man, that nigga gonna fire you.
What if you already sweating from running away? That's what I'm saying, like, bro, or already, like, come on, bro. And bro, you already know some.
So you think sweat is enough to for a fire blast?
Bro, you're not. I'm talking about.
He barely can get through that little wood.
I'm talking about the versatility of the bending style, though. I'm not talking about in that situation.
But that's what I'm saying, one-on-one.
I'm going to take a waterbender over a firebender, yeah. Both
because advanced, of bloodbending, though.
Both advanced? Yeah, and they could both, listen, if the firebender could combust, could use combustion, lava bend, and lightning, like, which one you gonna use? Because waterbender, besides the lightning one, the waterbender could deflect all of that. Besides the lightning one, I get the lightning, you feel me? That's pretty low key. They not though. Bro, if you ask me the question again, I'll probably go air.
Is the weakest?
Yeah. And I feel like air, like, now that I really feel like
an earth, man.
They a sympathy pick. Air is a sympathy pick. Everybody know air is the weakest. And I'm sorry, but air is a sympathy pick.
I still feel like it's earth, bro.
I don't care what nobody say.
Bro, think about it, bro. Two of the strongest avatars ever were airbenders. That's why I'm saying, that's why I feel like air is a sympathy pick. Because outside of that, they don't have any sub-bending. Like outside of airbending,
feel like that one dude that was going against the volcano was his top. He like top five.
Avatar all time? Roku?
Yeah, no. Roku.
No.
He was nasty, bro.
No.
Bro, Roku is nasty. You gotta stop doing him. Like, you gotta stop.
What are you talking about,
bro?
It took him, like, bro. He was like 30 years old when he mastered all the elements, bro. Like, what?
You keep talking about the age. Bro, I mean, yeah, we don't know how old them other people was when they mastered it.
But it's in the lore. It's in there, bro. That's why we know Yang Chen is a top five avatar of all time. And it was still revered during, bro.
It don't show how long it took her to master him.
I bet y'all I can look up the lore and find out. Like, I bet you Roku took the longest, like, took one of the longest out of any avatars. I'll tell you that.
Earthbender is one of the strongest benders, bro.
They the strongest, in my opinion.
I think so too.
And you can shake the earth.
Hey, you know what? Yeah, I'm
kidding. It's so much.
Hey, but you know, it's not a lot of powerful earthbenders. That's why it's not a lot of powerful. Like, they got some cold ones, though. But it's not, they ain't really got a lot of. What y'all gonna count? The Dai Li Age?
Zuko versus Toph, who you got?
grown Zuko or the?
No, bro.
It don't matter. It don't even matter what. No, it don't matter. It don't even matter.
No. I'm gonna put a caveat. At the end of Avatar: Last Airbender, talk for Zuko. Who you got?
Zuko is tough though. We gotta break down just Earthbending itself, you know.
It has
so many subparts in it that just makes
I basically summed it up. You can move the earth itself, and honestly, Earthbending is your only weakness, your only true weakness. Like everything it has is a part of the earth. Even water.
Yeah. Like, no, I was just okay. So yeah, you already got on because I was about to say everything.
Bro, I know how physics works. It's a lot of physics. It's a lot of actual physics in Avatar that people just like undermine and like no, bro. Like that. That's why I brought up the whole water benders being very versatile, being able to pull moisture out of thin air or moisture from their body.
I didn't hear none of that. I
know you wasn't a part of that. I'm just saying. You feel me? That's why Zuko. Who just basically mastered his firebending at the end of the show, not telling me that Toph mastered earthbending from a very young age and came up with new techniques of earthbending, losing to Zuko. No.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna give you this though for that. Zuko started his firebending with a pride issue and things like that. She did not have it, in a sense, her chakra was more imbalanced than he was because. It does make a lot of sense because Zuko became more powerful after he learned firebending again from the firebending masters of the dragon.
I'm not refuting that.
But I'm just saying, like, in certain parts of the, you know, of people's story, it does kind of like she ran away when she was a young girl, and that's what kind of got her to be a master. Already on top of being one of the strongest earthbenders at a young age.
No, actually, the strongest. At the end of the show, there was no earthbender strongest. There was no earthbender strongest. Even after the show, there was no earthbender stronger than Toph. Like, even her daughters weren't stronger than her. Her granddaughters weren't stronger than her. Bolin wasn't stronger than her. Like, you know, like, real talk. It was a lot of people challenging Zuko for that top firebender spot. His sister included. We talk about his sister more than we talk about him. I'm done. The conversation over about Toph versus Zuko, in my opinion. But I respect Zuko.
You said Toph could beat both of them.
I'm saying, I do. That's what I believe. I'm just saying Zuko is not on the same level, in my opinion.
I don't know, man.
There's levels to this, bro. I'm not doing more sympathy picks for people who gotta go through a journey to be like, no, Toph was like that already.
Azula wasn't?
I didn't say she wasn't.
She was like that. I didn't say she wasn't, fool. But I'm just saying, in terms of the Azula Toph match.
I just think Toph could take her. Yo. I think Toph could take her.
Yeah, probably gonna get the best of her. If she has a level head, maybe.
I'm talking about before that. I'm still saying maybe.
She might. I'll say this.
Out of respect for Azula, I say it's a wash. I feel like they both gonna fight till like they both tired and somebody gonna have to get up out of there.
Nah, she got a one up on her.
Who got a one up on who?
Toph for sure got a one up.
I don't know.
Because Azula, a lot of people don't even know how to counteract the seismic touch already. That shit is already like low key OP. Nobody even knows how to counteract that. Let alone Azula being. Fights.
Azula is very clever though, and I give her the like that clever.
I can see why y'all say Aang is the only one that can kind of mess with him, because Aang is the only one that he tore that seismic stuff up.
But I'm saying Azula is very cunning, so she is nimble enough to be agile to be like, all right, I gotta jump here.
Thank you. I feel like she got the best shot as a firebender. I'm not gonna lie. Not insane Azula. The one that was like Swifty before when she had her friends and stuff.
Yeah.
She was nasty.
Bossing Say Azula.
Yeah, she was nasty, bro.
She works best with.
Hey, you know what? Nah, Bossing Say Azula, what's his name, was boxing her up, bro. Katara. Low key. She was boxing her until Zuko helped, bro.
That could be a good case for it, actually. That could
she
be.
She was getting boxed, case. Bro. I ain't even gonna lie. I don't know what was going on in that. Yeah, bro. We better rewatch, bro. She was getting sized up. I'm like, damn.
You know they had the buff guitar, bro.
Man, they insane.
Hey, I mean, okay, but that was duly noted though that shit was kind of earned though. You gotta give it to her. Like, you gotta also understand like just the code of how waterbenders work. They already don't be teaching women in certain areas and shit like that. So it's a lot of master skills that she probably does not have. That she just had to learn on her own, and in create probably her own style of the waterbending technique.
What was Korra again? A waterbender.
Korra's a waterbender.
Yeah.
But if Aang did, if Aang didn't get caught up in the hundred year ice ball, then
don't say Katara would have been the next Avatar.
No, Katara wouldn't have.
I was about to say.
Instead of Legend of Korra, her being a waterbender, it would have been an earthbender. Because they would have already did the cycle already.
I mean, yeah, that would have been hard. But that's different. I can't wait to see the earthbender. Can't wait to see that one.
Yeah, I bet you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to be hard.
What's up with you, bro?
You got to be hard.
The best element.
Like, I'm mad. Makai.
It's the most multifaceted. It's the most multifaceted bending technique.
I think waterbending is more versatile. I just think that earthbending couples versatility with strength very well. Like, you can move between strength and being versatile, like defense, offense, have a strong offense.
Water and with earth bending at the same time. That's definitely like two different bends at once. They never explained. Like, okay, so swamp bending, like the mud bending and all that, was considered an earth element, not a water element.
No,
but the vine, no, benders. The vine bending, those the vine water bending benders. Was water. Go ahead.
Those swamp people were water benders.
Yeah, they were bending the vine. Water in the vine.
They were earth benders. Go back. Swamp people.
No, they were water benders.
The swamp people from the Avatar.
Yeah, the swamp people.
Oh, God.
Water benders.
They're water benders, bro. I'm telling you. I promise you, bro.
You go back.
Yeah, you go back. Yeah, nah. You got to go back on that one. I've been rewatching it.
Hold on. The foggy swamp tribe.
Huh?
I gotta go down because a damn ad of bleach came up.
But I could have sworn they said they was bending the water in the vine.
Like, yeah, they said they were bending the water in the vine.
Okay, yeah, they just was situated in the Earth Kingdom.
Type, but the mud bending. Remember, Toph mud bended at Katara when they was fighting in Book 3, and so you mud bending and swamp and the vine bending is two different things. Mud bending,
yeah,
water,
it is actually. They consider mud bending and swamp bending two different element types.
Yeah.
Tight. Yeah. I thought I was wrong. I thought Makai was on me.
Wait a minute, bro.
I know he was thinking about it, but I'm like, no, I'm gonna stay in own business.
Okay, it's
I'm
weird not, because it says I'm it like, says the foggy term.
You gotta look it up.
They have a weird dynamic of how they explain this stuff. So yes, they are waterbenders, but it says that they're from.
It's okay, bro. We let you slide, bro. We already
talking about light. They're light skinned Earth Kingdom.
Bro, we are. You good, bro?
Hey, they like the outcast of the Earth Kingdom, man.
They're the outcast light skinned people from water tribes.
Exactly.
They didn't want no light skin, so that's where the dark skin is at. So the mudbender is gonna be dark skin.
It's even weirder that they have that type of dynamic, though.
Hey, what's up? Yeah. Anyway,
especially if they having white people on the damn TV show.
I think it goes earth, water, fire, air. There you go.
Okay, so that's why they wear a lot of green because.
I'll put fire last, man. I got to.
Look at you now on the fire last side. Look at you switching up.
I don't know. Zaheer, man. Zaheer Aang? That's enough for me.
Nah, that's not enough for me, bro.
Hey, what's the other dude?
Two people?
Tizen? Tate? Tizen?
Who? I didn't really watch
Tenzin.
Tenzin.
Tenzin is his son, though.
Exactly. That's all we got. Oh, but no, no. Even... We got, what's the daughter name?
Oh, the one with the spirit ability.
Yeah, nah. She nasty.
Bro.
Wait, are we talking about before or after the convergence?
Before.
It don't matter to me.
Like, with the powers given to them,
there were some new airbenders.
Yeah, because Kai became one of the better airbenders once he found out his power.
I forgot about that.
Like, it don't matter because y'all revived the Air Nation. Like, all right, they still the weakest. Like,
hey, nah, they was nasty, bro. You know they was.
Bro. No, they was not nasty, bro.
Yes, bro. Then why did they? Why was they only the first target? Why was they the first?
Because the next Avatar was
supposed to be air.
Yeah, exactly. That was a strategic plan of attack, bro. That was strategic, bro. That wasn't no, oh, yeah, they the weakest. We finna go. Like, what? The next Avatar was Aang.
No, I thought.
Yeah, it was another Avatar.
Like, trying to, like, take out the, like, you know?
Well, they but that's weak. That's weak, though.
Well, hold on. It's the same plot. But it's the same plot from Avatar. That's exactly what they were trying to do.
Hey, so look. What's the difference? Look. What's the difference? You remember Ozai said he's going to cover the world in fire, right? With one comet. So why did they do that the first time?
Hold on. Let me ask you this. Before you answer that, let me ask you this. I got two questions. Answer the first one first, and I'm going to ask you the second one. The first one. Didn't Iroh attack Ba Sing Se under the comet, or am I tripping?
Yeah.
Okay, well, so
to do the same thing.
Hey, you know what? Actually, the White Lotus did.
Let me ask. Okay, but let me ask the follow-up. So the Air Nation went down on the first comet, but the Earth Nation didn't. And I hate to do it to the Air Nation, but that's weak. That's weak. Like, no matter if Iroh finished that siege or not, y'all went down. Like, y'all was out, down and out for years. It took centuries for y'all to get back, like, get your population back up. Earth Kingdom stood strong, and I'm not even making the case of them being the strongest. I'm just saying, Air went out sad.
I know what you're talking about.
Think about how Ba Sing Se comes around. Like, not like that. Like, bro, you can really just... They can protect themselves from the Fire Kingdom better than
Iroh broke through the wall.
Better than anything.
No, Iroh broke through the wall.
Iroh broke through the wall twice. I thought you were talking about the second time.
Twice.
He broke through that wall too easy.
Iroh, like, is different.
They had to bring a big ass drill and everything.
Iroh is different.
What? Iroh broke through the wall, fool, and I'm not bringing up one person. The rest of the Fire Nation should have been able to finish that deal, but Earth Nation stood tall.
But that's what I'm saying. So
a lot of Fire Nation runs off of ego. They didn't just like when Iroh was telling. Just like when Iroh was telling the Fire Lord about what the other fucking bending. He was telling him about the formations of bendings and all that, and telling him like why he needs to do his research to study on these other benders, because there's a lot of information that they do not know about when they
guess what to though. Cities. Guess what?
Iroh though.
Guess what? That don't refute my point. The Earth Nation still stood tall.
It makes your point, but went down. With certain people like Iroh.
It don't matter. You're trying to bring up context, and that context holds little weight to the fact of the matter that Iroh broke through that wall twice, and one of them was every time was under the comet. Every time was under the comet, bro. Like, the Air Nation got hit with the comet. Okay, the only thing I'll say in Air Nation
is that the Earth Kingdom probably didn't have the Fire Lord there.
Let me say that real quick.
We don't know if the Air Nation had the Fire Lord there.
Hold on, Air Nation went down.
I'm gonna defend it.
Well, because you're gonna talk about the comment, so my thing's I'm bringing up the comment right now.
But hold on, I got you. But I'm saying the Air Nation was the first one to go down under the comet, and that, like every other nation, could have fortified their defenses and been like, all right, we're not going to let that ever happen again. Even though Iroh broke through twice, I'm just saying every other nation got to see the Air Nation go down. So I can go down first. So I can say that in the Air Nation's defense, they was the first ones called off guard. But that's the only thing I'm bringing up in their defense, because Basin Say was seized. I'm not going to bring it the second time, but they were seized that first time. Wall was broken through.
Everybody was at peace. Shoot, everybody was at peace.
Go ahead.
And they attacked. That's the whole main thing. Like, come on, how they going to see that coming? Like,
I'm just, okay. I get that.
But that's what I'm saying. So when they get attacked, I'm pretty sure the Earth Kingdom was already aware. They got attacked second.
I just said that.
I think I'm going to have to rewatch the show. We're on the
same page. My bad.
Go ahead,
Makai.
But no, I feel like I'm just going to have to rewatch the show, because I got to see some shit. Because it's like, who planned for a Great Comet to know that the damn Fire Nation would be strengthened up by that anyway?
Well, it was in
the comet happened already, every 100 years, so I feel like I'm gonna have to probably go back and rewatch. So
Avatar Roku was talking a lot about it.
The only nation in the show that we know, no, actually it was two nations. It was two nations in the show that we knew for sure had knowledge about what the comet did for Firebenders, and that was before Sozin initiated that first attack.
Wasn't it that library?
Yep, the Earth Nation, that Earth Nation and the Fire Nation. They both had history on the comet.
No, but not the Fire Nation, just Avatar Roku.
Thank you.
The Fire Sages, they were in the Fire Nation. That's what I'm saying. And they was serving Roku. That's what I'm saying.
That's part of the same team.
But that's the same. Yeah, that's why I said, I guess. Yeah, it's the same difference.
I'm just saying. So the nation that was caught off guard first, Air Nation, yeah, they wasn't expecting no siege. But it's not like Earth Nation and the Fire Nation didn't know, hey, this comet is gonna power us up. And once Tosin found out the comet was coming, he planned the siege. And then on his deathbed, like, his son planned the next siege, basically. Like,
yeah, they plan it every 100 years because they know they have the information to knowing that it comes every 100 years.
So what if they make another Avatar animated about that again?
Well, that would be the thing, is how long from it was 100 years.
Yeah, it'll be about 100 years now.
Well, no, it was 100 years from Aang to Korra.
It was.
Depicted it.
Oh, I didn't think so.
I didn't think so either.
Why is Zuko still there?
Aang died younger than Roku.
Yeah, Zuko was still there. I don't even know how Aang died. He looked young when he died.
70 years, exactly. They said 70 years. So there's still one more.
What the hell is he still doing there?
They would have another thing coming out in 30 years, but then Korra would be how old? But it's like, too, like, we don't know how the aging process works in this lore anyway.
Yeah, that's what is weird. Because what the fuck is, why is Zuko there?
Because Aang basically a time traveler.